The departure launch at Juba International Airport is packed with travelers preparing to board flights out of the South Sudanese capital. Some check in their luggage as others collect their boarding passes to proceed to a security check before entering the waiting area. Some passengers say they are nervous about flying after the last week's plane crash in Pieri, in which all 10 people on board were killed. Viola Jemis is waiting to board a flight to the northern part of South Sudan. She says her life and those of other travelers are at risk, and she expects authorities to do more to ensure the safety of planes flying in and out of the country.
They're supposed to bring the new one, not the old one, because all the time the plane crashed because it is just there, it's just in the rubbish. Bring the new one. Even if it is expensive, it's supposed to be, because this is the life of souls.
Viola says every time she boards a plane, she feels she is putting her life in God's hands. Business traveler David Mayen says most planes used for domestic flights in South Sudan are outdated and lack proper maintenance.
It is a death row sometimes. You accept when you know that you are going to die, because the situation inside is worse, more than worse. There is lack of maintenance. They don't maintain it. Without maintenance, you cannot receive money minus maintenance. So maintenance should be the first priority.
On March 3rd, a South Supreme Airlines commercial jetliner left Juba for Pibor when it crashed at Pieri Airstrip in Jonglei State. South Supreme Airlines is owned by South Sudanese businessman Ayi Duang Ayi. There have been more than 10 plane crashes in South Sudan since 2011. In 2017, a South Supreme Airlines plane caught fire and crash-landed in Wau. There were no fatalities. In August 2020, a cargo plane belonging to a local operator, Southwest Aviation, crashed near Juba, killing 4 passengers and 3 crew members. In 2015, 36 people were killed when a Soviet-era Antonov plane crashed just after takeoff from Juba. John David Dada, chief executive officer at the South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority, says his office is still investigating the cause of the Pieri plane crash before it tightens air safety regulations.
We haven't yet completed a resolution of our meeting. So right now I cannot give you what are the steps we have taken. You have to wait until our resolutions are out. And those travelers, they have to make their own precautions, not to travel by air, but let them wait until we come up with new regulations.
A few days after the Pieri plane crash, President Salva Kiir issued an order suspending the operations of the South Supreme Airlines. Dada says his office implemented the president's order. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.